Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding Islamic political directives, there are a number of debates which have been going on ever since the institution of the Khilafah was dismembered in 1924. And amongst these debates is that as soon as Muslims achieve independence in some piece of land or in a place in which they are in majority, all that is required to implement Islam is that we implement the Islamic political system at that place. And that Islamic political system, people say, is written in the Quran explicitly. And all that is needed is to implement that Islamic political system in that independent piece of land in which Muslims are in majority. Now, first of all, it needs to be understood that there is no system of politics or economics or, for that matter, anything else which is mentioned in the Quran. The Quran is a book of primary guidance in which things are underscored. They are written in the form of guidelines, in the form of principles, which we call the Sharia. In other words, the Quran does not contain, it does not have any system of Islam, Islamic political system mentioned in it. What it has is the Islamic political Sharia mentioned in it. Or in other words, the principles and the principal guidelines regarding the political sphere, it mentions very clearly. For example, it says that the system of government should be based on consultation. Or for example, it says one of these guidelines is that the primary responsibility of an Islamic state is to administer justice. And similarly, there are other guidelines also. The bottom line is that the Quran does not give any system. The system is something which is to be made by human beings, keeping in view the guidelines, keeping in view the Sharia precepts which the Quran has mentioned. In other words, the system is a man-made thing, and it's not eternal also. The system has to be made by Muslim political scientists on the basis of the principal guidelines which the Quran has mentioned. And of course, this system can be different in different countries. It can be different in Indonesia. It can be different in, for example, in Sudan or in Pakistan or in Afghanistan. But the bottom line is that the Sharia or the principal guidelines, they are the same. The system which has to be derived from these guidelines or which has to be applied, the applied form of these guidelines, this can be different in different territories. It can be different in the past. It could have been different in the past. It can be different today, and it can be different tomorrow. But the principal guidelines, they have to remain the same. So Muslim political scientists or Muslim politicians should look for the political Sharia, which is mentioned in the Quran, which is very brief and which is very precise. And as far as the matter of implementing the Islamic political system is concerned, they have to make an effort themselves by, for example, developing these guidelines, by delving on these guidelines, and then making a system on the basis of these guidelines for their own country in their own specific circumstances. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.